A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yes, indeed. Tony, good morning to you and thanks for joining us again this morning.
And good morning to you, Jerry.
Okay, we have a query in here that came in from a listener last week that we didn't get a chance to get to. Dear Jerry and Tony, why do people let their dog poo near other people's areas and also throw rubbish into other people's areas? They don't do it in their own place or their own area. Is it their upbringing or what? They seem to have no respect for other people. Maybe, Tony, you might know why people act in this way. That comes in from a Lixna listener.
Well, I suppose it's the old human thing. We are all selfish. We are all, at times, very ignorant. We are quite greedy as a species. And if those sort of areas of our life are not put under extreme management, we tend to go that way. And unfortunately, I think there is a growth in that sort of behavior. People just will take anything that profits them and doesn't give a damn about who else it might hurt. Now, that said, they're still a very much a minority, because in most areas, most people are fairly decent, aware, and so on and so forth. But if you happen to live near a bunch of people who don't have that sort of training, that sort of belief system, and I will say religion, because religion was, in my day, a great sort of focuser of people and helped them to be more cooperative and reciprocal in their behavior. And so I think we're living in a society which has walked away from the not just religion, but religious principles, which is more important than religion in a way, because if we keep the principles, we have a better society. So that's why I think it's happening. And what do you do about it? Well, you know, if you can photograph them doing it, you can perhaps put pressure on them. But, you know, I think it's a worldwide thing. And if you look at it in the larger sense, how it affects, worldwide, I mean, we're closer to war now than we ever were with the behavior of several countries, you know. And it's as if we, the human race, go through cycles of up and down and learning through our mistakes.
And then regressing and making them all over again.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, basically, it's just a simple symptom of people who care more about themselves than anybody else. Yeah.
Is there a psychology to it, Tony? Is it like, just to looking at this listener's comment, why do people do this? Is it just that some people, to my mind, it goes to, you talk about lack of consideration, lack of awareness, lack of caring. Does it stem from a lack of empathy? And that some people out there, just they're wrapped up in their own world, and they're the stars of their own movies, they're the leading actors, everyone else is playing an extra part and really doesn't matter. So they don't have that part of their personality that starts at empathy and means, well, I wouldn't like to do that because that will hurt someone else's area, or that will damage someone else's area, or I won't let my dog do that because I wouldn't like that done to me. That just doesn't exist in their psychological makeup.
Yeah, you mentioned a very important word there, empathy. The ability to enter into somebody else's reality and help them and so on.
That there's some people who are so wrapped up in their own dramas that they just don't have it to think of other people on that level.
Well, that's a symptom of depression. People who get depressed are really all into themselves and rarely even think about those around them. Now, that's not true of everybody, but it is one of the symptoms. And you know, I think we went through 3 years of a very strange time with the COVID, and I think that has shifted society a bit in the wrong direction. But it also has awakened certain other sort of abilities in people, and it's until such time as the whole human race, and not just sections of it, wake up to think about how can we all on this planet live as one species, because we are one species. And if we want to take over a piece of the land next door, or if we want to abuse our neighbours or whatever, it's going to affect the entire planet. And unfortunately, there, as I said, it appears to me that there's a growth in that behaviour over the last few years. And, you know, we can still do a lot. And as I say, we live probably in one of the better places in the world. And most people, and I've lived in different parts of Ireland, most people here are fairly considerate, decent people. Now, everybody will occasionally break down that here and there in our lives. We all commit the odd sin, as it were. But generally, we live in a pretty decent place. So that would be my take on it from an Irish perspective.
Yeah, is part of the problem, Tony, on the other side of it, that people many of us fear confrontation, and in order to check this behaviour, you kind of have to say, hold on a second there, what are you doing? That's not right. But that the people with the mindset that does all this dumping and dog fouling in other areas, they take advantage of that.
I mean, there is that to it, but generally confronting people like that will cause more problems than it will fix.
Yeah.
Unless it's done in a proper way and by a proper...
Yeah, I know, I don't mean going at them with a stick and threatening them. I mean just saying, hold on a second there, mate, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, maybe, you know, I mean, sometimes that happens, but it generally doesn't fix anything. That just builds up people's resentment and their hatreds and all the rest of it. What we're aiming for in our society is cooperation, reciprocity, and that very important word you use, empathy. And there's very few, in fact, there's only one other species that science has found any degree of empathy. It's a monkey, actually. It's a small chimpanzee. I don't know what the name of it is, but it shows empathetic behavior. It'll look after another monkey's young if it's hurt or whatever. And that is in human beings. And it's very important that we bring up our children and rear our society and educate our society to being able to look to others' needs and not just be selfish about ours.
Yeah, okay, interesting one. If anyone else has a view out there on this type of behaviour and responding to our listener from Lixnag, get in touch with us in the programme. If you have any other questions for Tony, get them into us as well. We're on A Problem Shared. We'll have more with Tony McGinley after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line. Tony, listener gets in touch and asks a kind of a question to do with someone who maybe is showing too much empathy, but to others rather than their own family. How do you deal with a person who's very caring and giving of their time to people outside of the family, very caring to friends, etc., but sees no problem in putting the whole family second to the needs of others?
Well, that's just not seeing, and there could be a reason behind that. Because if they're holding some sort of, you know, grudge against somebody or the family in general, it could provoke that sort of behavior. But the only way of finding those things out is to talk to the person. And the only way you can talk to the person is to do it in a friendly way and over a period of time. Because if you go in the attack mode, you'll start a war and nothing will happen. It'll only get worse. So basically, attempt to make contact and attempt to talk it out over time, over maybe weeks or months even, you know, find out, you know, is there some problem, you know, with the family? Are you uncomfortable with some aspect of it?
Yeah. And is it the street angel, house devil aspect or syndrome at play here, Tony, that kind of a thing?
It could be, but More than likely, it is something that is triggering, you know, to sort of go away from the family. It sounds like that to me. No, I might be wrong. But it could be, you know, it's more important or it's better for me if I stay away from the family and put my energy elsewhere. And that could have a very deep root. And in fact, I've seen that sort of behavior over time, and if it is there, it's not easy to root it out. But if the person begins to realize that they're doing that and why they're doing that. It can change things in time.
Yeah, yeah, and that would be the hope. Another listener says, oh my God, your discussion this morning on empathy and lack of care for others is so apt for the way people are living now. It's so sad how people are so wrapped up with themselves, they don't see the hurt they cause to others.
Well, yeah, that's the way the world is going at the moment. And while some people are going down that route, there's a lot of people, and I'm aware of several organizations and individuals and so on, who are very much the opposite and beginning to see.
They don't always get the headlines, Tony, but they're there doing amazing work all the time.
They're there, and they're in the majority. No, maybe, but not too huge a majority, but in my opinion here in this country anyway, they are in the majority.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. And long may that continue, I suppose, as we see.
Absolutely. But in a way, I think I'm sort of at an age now where I'm looking at society over periods of time and over the several wars that we've had over the last, 100 years or so. I think the human race only learns when it gets a good kick up the backside. And the only thing that gives the human race a kick up the backside is the human race.
Yeah.
And that's why we have wars every now and again, literally to wake us up and say, what the hell is going on? That behavior is maybe for animals, and even animals don't behave that way. It's as if there is a cycle happening. It's hard to say, but I mean, it appears that way to me at the moment.
Yeah, certainly does. Okay, Tony, interesting one. Keep your views, comments and opinions coming into us, Tony. Thanks a million for that. That's Tony McGinley with A Problem Shared for this week. Get your queries into us again and we'll pass them on as we did this week with our first query in relation to that. So if you have a view for us on it, get in touch with us on the programme on 066 7123 666.